Then he's going to come back and say, you've got to work for God. This is going to be the beginning of the you've got to work for God. Just for an example, look with me, if you will, in chapter 4, verse 7. Remember now, whoever perished from being innocent, or where were the upright destroyed? Where's the upright destroyed and the innocent perished? On the cross. Christ is so prominent. Once your eyes see it, wow, he's just all through the book. It's just so powerful through this book, the things that are going on. And then we'll note where he got his message, the darkness of his message. And verse 17, of course, is a pivotal verse for us. But we're not ready for that. Let's get to work. Let's just read up to where we are in verse 3. Job chapter 4, verse 1, then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and actually responded to all that Job has said in chapter 3 in cursing his own existence, his own birth. If one ventures, and he's talking about himself, if one ventures a word, there's the battle of wisdom, a word with you, will you become impatient? Who can refrain from speaking? And now we come to verse 4. Who can refrain from speaking? In the battle of power, who can refrain from attacking and as we're going to see with words? In the battle of wisdom, who can refrain from speaking? And I just want to add one more to that. In the battle of grace, who can refrain from spiritual love? If you're in the Spirit, you can't refrain from it. Now, verse 3. Behold, you have admonished many, and you have strengthened weak hands. He is now playing on Job's vanity. He's playing on Job's vanity. This is one of Satan's great tactics. He will use this all the way through this battle with Job and his three friends. He will use it all the way through the Bible. Seen clearly in Satan talking to God. He tries to pull this on God. He likes to do that. It's a false flattery. Look at chapter 25 a moment. Just see this in dealing with God. This is one of his great tactics all through here. Job chapter 25. One of my favorite chapters in all the Bible. It's only 6 verses, but boy, is it packed about the spiritual warfare. 25, then Bildad the Shuhite summed it all up. This sums up all of the speeches. Dominion and all belong to him. Doesn't that sound great? Oh, that's such a great sermon. People, he's setting God up in his mind. Who establishes peace in his heights? Well, as we've seen before, that means there was a war. To bring about peace presupposes a war. So